starts, I would like to thank each one for being here tonight. I know Pat will convey his feelings as well from both of us. We're just so honored to have you here. And it's an honor to be among people of God. We want everybody to know that this discussion tonight is our beliefs, and we'll prove by the Bible why we believe that, and we trust that you'll pray for us. I hope they stop that racket back there. It's kind of annoying. Paul read the agreement, and I'll show you why God helps me, why we teach these things. What causes man to sin? I'm going to read one verse before I get started here and trust that the Lord will help me to make this plain where anybody that wants to see can see that there's a nature in people. I'm not saying that you inherit sin. Don't misunderstand me. But there's a nature that people have to do wrong, and I affirm that it come through the fall of Adam in the garden. Of course, there's a wicked seed, and I affirm they get their nature to sin directly through the devil. Now, I know that it all came about indirectly through the devil. He that sinneth is of the devil. I know the Bible says that. But it come upon Adam indirectly. And I'll show what I mean by the help of the Lord. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 19, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners." That's enough for an honest person. "As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners." That was speaking of Adam. "As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one," speaking of Jesus Christ, "shall many be made righteous." There's a way to get the divine nature that comes through Jesus Christ. But this nature come through the fall of Adam, "for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners." Now I'd like to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22. "For as in Adam all die," that's spiritually and naturally. He's the one that this nature come on us. It was because of him. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." In this same chapter, verses 47 and 48, "The first man is of the earth, earthy." Now, I know that was speaking of the first man, Adam, but I'll read the 45th verse to confirm it. "And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit." Well, here it says the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. "As is the earthy," which was Adam, "such are they also that are earthy." Why? As Adam was, what was Adam? He was a transgressor. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. "As is the earthy," which was Adam, "such are they also that are earthy." They'll do just like Adam done. That's why I say this nature come through Adam. The book says it. "As is the earthy," which was Adam, such are they also that are earthy. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. So she transgressed too. But Adam was not deceived. That's why I say that this nature to sin come on honest people indirectly. The devil got to the woman directly. He gave unto Eve and she did eat. But Adam, of course, the lie, the forbidden fruit, Proverbs 18, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The forbidden fruit was the lie. Well, she gave to her husband and he did eat. Can you not see that that didn't come directly from the devil? It was from Eve too, from the devil to Eve, then it got into Adam. Or he ate of the forbidden fruit, but the Bible said he was not deceived, didn't it? Plainly says that. Adam was first formed in Eve, and Adam was not deceived. He just willfully and maliciously disobeyed the commandments of God. And that's the way people that's got the Adam nature about them today, is the earthy, so are they that are. Such are they also that are earthy. They'll do just like Adam done. Romans chapter 5 and verse 14, nevertheless death reigned. Of course, we know, I do, that this death it was talking about was through the rule of the devil. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them which had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Notice that it was Adam. What was Adam's transgression? He disobeyed the commandments of God. And the Bible said death reigned. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. You notice it didn't say after the similitude of the devil, but it was after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Who is the figure of him that was to come? Speaking of Christ, of course. But back to 1 Corinthians 15 and 22, for as in Adam, all die. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And I'll read 1 Corinthians 15, 47 and 48 again. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. Of course, if a person's still in the first man, Adam, they would be doing just like him, breaking the commandments of God and transgressing the laws of God. But if you actually get repented of your sins, then you become and do like Jesus Christ, as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Well, that was speaking of Jesus, as is the heavenly Jesus, such are they also that are heavenly. And you may think that's when you get to heaven, but Peter or Paul in Ephesians 2 said he's raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places. So as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heaven. Well, how was the heavenly? 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22 said Jesus did no sin. Who did no sin, it says, neither was guile found in his mouth, right? So that's my position tonight. And of course, we'll get more into it as we go on by the help of the Lord. I'll read that again. As we have borne the image of the earthy, 1 Corinthians 15 and 45, doing just like Adam done, we borne his image. When you see a man out transgressing the laws of God, he's bearing the image of Adam. But as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Now Paul was, of course, preaching to Christians here, and it said in times past. wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we also had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh. You notice that he did not call that there the lust of the devil, but he called it the lust of our flesh, brought on us through Adam, as in Adam all died, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Notice it's not the devil, it's fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. However, I confess that it was all brought about by the devil indirectly, but what I'm going to show tonight, by the help of the Lord, there's a difference in people that has the nature of sin, to sin rather, because of Adam, than those who have the nature to sin because of their father, the devil. That's where my position is tonight. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now that nature we have, and people have, that can be saved, I believe, has that nature, and it's in, you don't have to teach people to do wrong. That nature's in them to do wrong. And if they don't ever find the divine nature of Jesus Christ, they'll continue to do wrong. But that's my stand tonight. 1 Corinthians 15 and 48 and 49, as is the earthy, Adam, such are they also that are earthy. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, I'll read that again. I don't think I have that down just exactly right. I've got it typed out where I don't have to go back to the Bible constantly, but for some reason I'm not reading this right. 1 Corinthians 15, 48 and 49, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now Romans chapter 7 and verse 1, 19 and 20. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Notice Paul was speaking to people who knew the law, who knew that the law had dominion over a man as long as he lived. As long as he lived to sin, that law of sin has dominion over him. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. It wasn't the devil that made people do that, the honest people I'm talking about. A lot of people assume that when they are sinners, that it's the devil that makes them do that. And a lot of them make that statement. The devil caused me to do it, which is a serious affirmation. As I said, it all come about through the devil indirectly. But as you can see here, he said, for the good that I would not, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. So that's why Paul said that. It was that nature Paul was saying in him. It was no more I that do it, but that nature that's in me, sin, the nature to sin. It's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. But I affirm there's a way to get rid of that nature. But I also affirm people such as Cain. The Bible said, let us love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Now we know, most of us here reads the Bible enough to know that Cain was the son of Adam naturally. But the Bible called him, let us love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. He was naturally the son of Adam, but he was spiritually a child of the devil. And that lie come out in him when he killed his brother the murder come out in him when he killed his brother. And the nature that's in that type of person, John 8:44, Jesus said, "You're of your father, the devil." Now, this was Abraham's natural seed that he was talking to. But he told him, "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." That's a different type of nature than those that has the nature to sin through Adam. That class of people can't be saved. This class I'm referring to that gets their nature to sin through the fall of Adam, they can be saved. And this is what I'm trying to show here. Romans chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. "Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead unto sin. The law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth." Well, if a person would become dead to sin, that law of sin wouldn't have dominion over him, would they? Would it? But when you actually die, I don't mean a natural death, but actually die out to sin spiritually, as recorded in the 11th verse of Romans 6, "Likewise reckon ye yourselves also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God." Paul was speaking to people who were naturally alive, but spiritually they were dead. There's the image of the earthy, dead in sins. There's the image of the heavenly, dead to sin. Verse 12, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof." Of course, some says they just have to sin, but the Bible said not to let sin reign in your mortal body, didn't it? It's the sin in a person that makes them do wrong. James chapter 1, that nature that makes them go after things that's wrong and contrary to the nature that God wants them to go after. James chapter 1 and verses 13 and 14. "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust." Let's not say the devil made us do it. This Bible said every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Well, that should bring us back to Ephesians 2 and 3. "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh." Every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. What kind of lust was it? The lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, not the desires of the devil. "And were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." You've got that nature, friends, through the first man, Adam. 1 Corinthians 15 and 22 again. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Why? If a person has that nature to sin through Adam, if you get the nature of the second man, Adam, you can be made alive. It's the first man, Adam, nature that killed you spiritually. Why? Because Ephesians 2 and 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." Back to 1 Corinthians 15 and 22, "As in Adam, all die." So that's, to me, that's just plain. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Ephesians 2 and 6 again, "And hath raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." James 1, 14 and 15. Since I'm running out of time, I'll go back to this verse. "But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed." It's your own lust. It was my own lust when we were sinners, before we got right. It was our desires that made us do these things. "Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. It first has to be conceived, then it goes to doing, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Notice again, he called it the lust of the flesh and not the lust of the devil. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. Thank you for your time. Make Pat welcome.